Hey, little Thursday morning thunder here from rainy Sevilla in the south of Spain. Hey, I've been here 24 hours and I just want to say about the power of getting out of your comfort zone, getting out of your regular routine. I've been gone less than 24 hours and already the ideas I come up with, and I'm a kind of guy who comes up with like a new idea every day and, you know, 9 out of 10 are not great and 1 might be fine. But for those of you who come up with fewer ideas or not good ones, or you don't know how to get ideas, get out of your comfort zone. You don't always have to go to southern Spain to some awesome town like Sevilla. Although it's highly recommended, this is one of the most beautiful cities I have ever seen, ever. It is just gorgeous. I haven't picked the most gorgeous street here for you. And also it's raining. It's another element to it. It's not, remember, I often write about the Eiffel Tower, the romantic dinner on the Eiffel Tower with the red wine and the view of Paris, and that, and then and only then, that's a mathematical equation term, by the way, then and only then will I be happy, or then and only then will I succeed. That's the difference. And so here, I'm in Sevilla, it is not sunny, it's not great weather, and my conference hasn't started, and I don't know, we're doing different stuff today. And so, but how does it help? How does it work? How do I still get the ideas? And the ideas come because I'm out of my house. I'm out of my regular comfort zone. I'm out of my daily routine. I'm out of my wake up and walk Pepper in the woods and do my daily thing. Because what happens then, your mind also thinks on more of a daily routine like that. And it's hard to come up with fresh ideas when you're not in a fresh state of mind. Ooh, I like that. Fresh is kind of a good word there, right? So if you think about it, what is fresh? What is fresh? How do you get fresh? Fresh you get from going out of the, well, let's stick with the food analogy going here. You know, the stale, overdate food of your regular everyday life. And you come down here. I just had a toast, and in this cafe here, I love peanut butter. There's peanut butter, bananas, blueberries, and walnuts on this like crunchy toast. It was delicious. I have never had that before. We'll probably never have it again. And these are the kinds of things, along with the ideas in your head, that keep you going, that keep you fresh, keep those new ideas coming. How do you do it? You get out of your comfort zone. Step out of your house, do something different. What do you do? Do you walk out the house and you always walk left into the woods with the dog? Great, walk right. Turn a different way, go a different path, try something different. Just shake up your brain, shake up your mindset a little bit. Get out of your regular routine and your rut, if I dare say, and go shake things up and it'll shake up your ideas. And then let the ideas come to you. Allow them to come. Surrender to the more adventurous, more imaginative self that maybe you're not used to. And you have an idea and it sounds crazy. You know what? Maybe it is a crazy idea. Maybe it is a terrible idea. Like, I just had an idea here. I mean, remember, I'm in Spain and I'm going to help put together a 4-week stand-up comedy to storytelling workshop with my former teacher, my former stand-up teacher. And so I just had an idea to do even more classes and maybe like a 1-day full-on, you know, introduction to stand-up course or something, right? Again, maybe I wouldn't teach it, because what do I know? I've only had 1 course in stand-up. I'm no pro. But the ideas come. And then you want to know really my idea for this morning? We're back to my 1 day. 1 day, 1 book, 1 word to plan your 1 year. And we're going to get it done in 1 day at my 1-day in-person workshop in the town where I live, in Driebergen, in Zeist. It's outside of Utrecht. If you're interested in coming, I'm going to be setting up dates soon. It's going to be it is now early March. It's going to be March, April, May. I'll have it's just a 1-day thing, like 10 to 4, maybe 9:30 to 4:30, 10 to 4, all day. We're going to write a 1-word book and we're going to get it done. We're going to do it in person. There's accountability, there's teamwork, there's collaboration, there's cooperation. We're going to get that 1-word book done, and you can say at the end of the day, I have written a book. Yes, it's short, but you have written a book. How are you doing on your current book? There you have it. This is 5 minutes of rain in Sevilla in southern Spain, where I want to give you the invitation to get out of your comfort zone, to get into a place of out of your rut, out of your regular world, and shake up those ideas and let the new ones come. If you're wondering where the new ideas are, get out of your rut, get out of your rhythm, get into a different rhythm and shake things up. That's what I'm doing in southern Spain. I haven't even started the conference where I'm attending tomorrow. And that's exactly what happens. I'm even on my way to a city I've never been to, a conference I've never been to, and already my ideas are ablazing. They are ablazing. All right, I'm having fun. I hope you are. I hope your day is drier and sunnier than mine, even in Spain here. Have a great day. Shake up that energy. Get out of your routine and let me know what your ideas are. If you've got some crazy ideas, and I don't care if they're crazy. Crazy can be good. And maybe the ideas I have today are terrible. That's fine. But I have a whole lot of them and they're different from my regular ones. That's what I'm looking for. That's fun for me. If it's fun for you, come join me for a one-day workshop and let's create ideas and let's create that one-word book to clarify and empower and embody the word, your mantra for the year. There's my little sales pitch. Sponsored by One Day, One Book, you won, W-O-N. Everything's about O-N-E, one, but that day it's about one, W-O-N. That's what I'm doing. I'm Bradley Charbonneau. This is Thursday Thunder and the Repossible Podcast coming to you from Sevilla in Spain. And I'm having a great time and I hope you are too. And if you're not, get out of your rhythm and go shake things up. All right, see you next week. I'll be here every single week. Did I mention that that's the secret to success? Routine. Did I just say to get out of your routine? Yes, I did. But you need to have a routine to get out of it once in a while. All right, there we go. I have it. I'm stopping now. Have a great day.